Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Cameron. How may I help you?
Hi. I've called several times, and I called last night because you guys were supposed to refund me my money, and I still don't have it. And then she told me last night that do you want to bring my information up first?
Okay, yes. Can I get that zip code?
46227.
46227?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, can I get that name?
Debbie O'Neill. It may be under Deborah.
Debbie O'Neill?
Yes. O apostrophe N E A L. Although I don't know if your computer takes the apostrophe or not.
Okay, I have an account by that name. Can you verify the address?
8920 Hunters Creek Drive, number 103, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46227.
Okay, I have that account. Can you give me one moment to pull it up?
Okay.
I'm sorry, ma'am. My system is moving just a little slow. Can you bear with me?
Oh, that's fine. That was the same problem last night with your system.
And you just wanted to check to see if you to see why you haven't received the refund yet?
Well, yeah, because
they did the refund last night.
It's not on my account. When I called last night, she said that it was being blocked and for me to call my bank. Well, I talked to my bank before I called you today, and they said there has nothing come through from you guys. And it's
okay.
Not being blocked on their end.
Okay. When did you set for the refund?
I talked to somebody from your place last night.
Okay. So I know if you did a refund last night, it won't go in right away. It'll be about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, they kept for the past since November. The beginning of November, they keep telling me every time I call they've done the refund. But then last night when I called, the gal
I see they
we've done the refund, but it's being blocked. So she told me to call my bank. I called my bank. My bank said there is no block. My debit card that you have.
Did you want it to cancel the membership as well?
I didn't sign up for it. That's the whole thing. I didn't do any of this. My Facebook account was hacked, and so I didn't do any of this. I didn't authorize any of this.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see right here she put it in a note. She said you were supposed to get a full refund, and it was a full refund error, and they sent that error to our higher-up manager. So, really, we're waiting on for our manager to check the docs to give you the refund. So, you were already refunded. It's just there was an error with it, and she already sent it up to management for them to look at it.
Okay, because I was going to say my bank said there has been nothing that
yes,
has
I'm going to put a note in as well that you called in so it can be an urgent thing. So,
yeah,
just bear with me real quick.
Okay, yeah, she told me to call back today after I talked to my bank, and my bank said there has not been any time that you guys have tried to send a refund through.
Yeah, because there was an error, and she already sent it up to the management, but I'm going to do it as well, so can you just bear with me real quick?
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Refund is going to be for 3 to 5 business days. My supervisor just came and looked over there. It's going to be refunded. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, I hope I get it this time because I've been told 7 to 10 business days the last 3 times or 4 times I've called. So.
They tried to do it how many times, ma'am?
Well, this is number 5 or 6.
Okay. Well, in here, she has it on the notes where... Oh, I do see that. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, when I talked to her last night, I think maybe it was number 4. And then if they sent it for today, then that would make it number 5.
I guess I say you done one on the 9th, one on the 10th, one on the 16th, one on December the 8th, and then let me get my supervisor. Okay, hold on real quick.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. My manager just looked at all the messages. She said that your refund is going to be sent to corporate, and they're going to refund you. Because it's giving us an error on our end, so our corporation is going to refund you the money.
Okay, and how long will that take?
I'm not sure. If we would refund you, if we was the one refunding you, it would be 3 to 5 business days, but it would be corporation. But I can give you the cancellation number if she haven't already given it to you.
No, I haven't gotten anything. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262-324-525.
And this is a cancellation number didn't authorize it?
Yes, for the 5995. You should be getting that full refund after our corporation will refund it to you, but that's a cancellation number. So if anything comes up, you can come back to us with that number, and we can look at, we can pull up your account easily.
Okay. What is the name of your company? Because I can't even find it anywhere.
Well, we're a third party. We are a third party that services multiple companies. But what you ordered right here,
well, I did.
You ordered the. It's, yeah. It just says a kitchen. I platted for shipping and handling for $9.75. So that's like. So, but we're a third party that serves multiple companies.
Okay. So the corporate office is
doing your refund, yes, ma'am, because it's giving us an error.
Okay, that's over your.
Yeah, that's over us, over our managers. It's like, oh, that's the person that owns the company.
Okay, what's the name of the corporation?
We're Ask Telemarketing Center.
I'm sorry, what?
Ask Telemarketing Center.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think that helps much, but okay. All right.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too, bye.